The transformation of stuff. Here's how I define stuff. Anything you have allowed into your psychological or physical world that doesn't belong where it is, but for which you haven't yet determined the desired outcome and the next action step. Most of the to-do list I've seen over the years were merely listings of stuff, not inventories of the real work that needed to be done about them. They were partial reminders of a lot of things that were unresolved and as yet untranslated into outcomes and actions. That is, the real outlines and details of what the listmakers had to do. Stuff is not inherently a bad thing. Things that command our attention, by their very nature, usually show up as stuff. But once stuff comes into our lives and work, we have an inherent commitment to ourselves to define and clarify its meaning. At the conclusion of one of my seminars, a senior manager looked back at the to-do list she had come in with and said, "Boy, that was an amorphous blob of undoability." That's the best description I've ever heard of what passes for organizing lists. The vast majority of people have been trying to get organized by rearranging incomplete lists of unclear things. They haven't yet realized how much and what they need to organize in order to get the real payoff. They need to gather everything that requires thinking about and then do that thinking if their organizational efforts are to be successful.